Track 14, Mike Liggins. The TV star says his Christmas wish is for more kindness and encourages us all to get on the kindness train.
I hate to sound boastful, but Norfolk is brilliant, isn't it? We are good at all sorts of things in Norfolk. You can probably make your own list, but to pick a few random examples, we're good at history, of course. We have good beaches, good wildlife, good food. And we're also very good at Christmas, I think. There are lots of things to see and do in the county at Christmas. Last year, we took the family on the Norfolk Lights Express on the North Norfolk Railway, and we had a great time. In case you didn't know, they illuminate a steam train with Christmas lights. You get on the train at Sheringham, travel to Weyburn and back, and there are more lights to see on the trackside as you trundle along. It's very much aimed at little kids, but even big kids like me can have fun. For TV, we inevitably picked the twinkliest places and events. For many years, that meant Thursford. It's very hard to describe in just a few words, but Thursford is something special, a magical kingdom in the middle of nowhere. There are steam engines, light shows, Father Christmas, and the famous Thursford Christmas Show. People come from all over the country and the world to visit, and it's not hard to see why. Not too far from Thursford, Holcombe Hall also stages a very effective Christmas event, Holcombe Hall by Candlelight. It does what it says on the tin, and it always looked amazing on the small screen. Now, at this point, I can hear some listeners grumbling about the cost of going to these Christmas attractions. But if you love Christmas as I do, I don't see any harm in pushing the boat out occasionally. We never had such things when I was growing up, but I have very happy memories of Christmas in the Liggins family. Mum was a brilliant cook, so Christmas dinner was always something special. I asked Father Christmas for all sorts of stuff, and he rarely disappointed. In 1970, when I was 8, Santa brought me a Sabutio set, and I loved that present so much. It was almost impossible to keep the green baize flat. The little plastic players broke very easily, and I got some very sore knees. But Sabutio was probably the best Christmas present ever. And talking of Christmas presents, please forgive a brief mention for a new gift shop in Norfolk. It's called the Wild Daisy. It's at Park Farm in Brook, and it happens to be owned and run by my wife, Jeanette. This will be our first Christmas, and we're both very excited and nervous at the same time. Jeanette is brilliant in the shop and will undoubtedly create a bit of Christmas magic. I'll be helping in the shop from time to time, and although I have no shop skills whatsoever, I am a fast learner. Just don't ask me to wrap anything. I've tried to be good at gift wrapping over the years, but trust me, I'm no good at it. Christmas is different things to different people. Sadly, perhaps the birth of baby Jesus doesn't feature quite as prominently as it should, but that's a whole different column. For most people, it's about getting together with family and friends. For others, it's all about food and drink. While some just hate Christmas and can't wait until it's all over. As many of you will recall, I was involved in a big fundraising event for Emmaus, Norfolk and Waveney this year. It was called the Walk of Kindness, and it was well named because I can't help thinking kindness is often in short supply these days. So if I could have one wish this Christmas, it would be for more kindness in the world. Kindness can be anything from holding a door open for someone to making a charity donation to visiting an elderly neighbour. And as one of my friends on the walk said very wisely, kindness doesn't have to cost anything. I do hope you all have a very happy Christmas.
Well, that's all for this December edition of Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine, our last one for 2024, and I do hope you've enjoyed listening. Thanks go to readers Sarah Wingate Gray, Carolyn Wood, Kevin Ford and John Francis, as well as columnists Nina Nana, Mike Liggins and Norfolk Magazine editor Emma Lee. A big thank you too to our lovely sound recordist, Catherine Rose. My very best wishes to you all for a wonderful Christmas and New Year. Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine will be back with you for our first edition of 2025 at the beginning of January. Until then, it's goodbye from me, Sally Abbott. Thank you.